This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Let's welcome tonight's guest. He spent more time at number one than a man who needs Flomax. Country music star and host of The Pursuit on Fox Business, John Rich. This former Eagle Scout knows how to tie liberals in knots. Founder of Turning Point USA and author of the new book, The College Scam, Charlie Kirk. And believe it or not, this is him after a tanning session. Fox News contributor Tom Shalhoub. And finally, when she needs a good laugh, she'll watch Marley and Me. Fox News contributor Kat Tim. So, John, congratulations. Do you have a number one song now?
I do. It's number one in the USA. Yes, woo! It is.
Yeah. And it's called Progress.
Yes, ironically called Progress.
Right.
Yeah. It only came out last Friday. It went straight to the top on iTunes. It knocked out Lizzo and Billie Eilish, which is pretty incredible. And it basically just talks about all the bad stuff going on in the country under the banner of progress, which I find to be really ironic.
So you knocked Lizzo and Billie Eilish out. So basically, you like knocking women around.
Says only on the chart.
Says Democrat.
Only on the chart. Yeah, it's a fun thing to see it going like that.
Why do you think that's successful now? I mean, maybe you could tie that into the fact that nobody really gives a damn about the January 6th trials because they got so much crap going on.
Well, the chorus says, stick your progress where the sun don't shine. Leave your big mess away from me and mine. Mm-hmm. If you leave us alone, well, we'd all be just fine. Mm-hmm. So stick your progress where the sun don't shine. Mm-hmm. It seems like people like that live.
Charlie, new book. Congratulations.
Yes,
and a great event this weekend. Care to share your thoughts on my marvelous monologue?
Well, first, what is a television practitioner?
Yes. Yeah. Like a TV doctor.
No, that's going to be my bio. I'm a TV practitioner, actually. What is that all about? And by the way, the January 6th committee, they could learn something from Turning Point USA events as far as the entrance, okay?
Yes.
I mean, no smoke. There's no flames going up.
All right. Who come in? When you saw that effect, was that your idea? Because it's great. It's like professional wrestling.
We have an unbelievable team at Turning Point USA. They always are trying to go above and beyond. But I just want to see Liz Cheney come up to the big intro video and the big screens. They might as well just pull it all off. But no, it was an amazing event. And to your monologue about, you know, the Nazis outside, it was so interesting. There were all these left-wing protesters for hours, and they mysteriously all disappear, and then these Nazis fully mass show up. I've never seen liberals be so okay with Nazis showing up. It's as if they were just like magnetic opposites.
Exactly.
Not one reporter went up to go ask them questions. Who are you? What's going on? Not one activist went up to go try to pull their mask down.
Right.
And then as soon as our students go out to try to denounce them, they mysteriously walk away.
Yes. And then nobody bothers to follow them. I mean, how hard would it be to be, if I were an enterprising journalist and not a worldwide celebrity who's lazy. And I would have just like waited and just followed them, get their license plate and like, let's find out who the Nazis are.
So these are the journalists, just so we're clear, libs of, you know, they go after libs of TikTok,
yes.
Right? Washington Post, Taylor Lorenz, they go into the deep, deep bowels of the internet to dox people, but they can't be bothered to go out to the side of the street and ask someone with a swastika flag. Like, hey, buddy, who are you?
Who are you?
What do you believe?
Yes, yeah, exactly. You could actually get a Pulitzer. You could find the actual white supremacist movement they've been talking about.
They'll dox every conservative in the world, but the guy that has the actual swastika flag,
yes.
They won't bother him.
And well, let's be clear, Tom, that was not you.
It's not.
Now, Greg,
on me. You,
two places at once, I don't know.
Oh, you're referring to my white skin, Greg.
It's, yes.
I don't see myself that way. I mean, I feel like I actually did get a tan this weekend.
You took a sailing course.
I did.
Yes.
I was out on the water all day. To me, this is the dark version of me.
You know what? Yeah, it's like, I don't think you'll be in any trouble for this.
Yeah.
Like, we're not going to accuse you of wearing a certain kind of face.
Yeah. Well, I'm so glad that, you're talking about this, because this morning when we got the stories that we're going to be talking about today, all day I spent searching, trying to find out about these Nazis.
Yes.
I couldn't find out because most of the stories written about it, you do the search. They all say Nazi protesters showed up. And I'm thinking the articles are portraying them as actual Nazis, but they're obviously fake because you can see they all have, what do you call it when they paint their nails?
Nail polish.
It's like they were like women with nail polish. I mean, I think you look at the nail polish.
Were there women there? I couldn't tell.
There was a woman Nazi with black
nail
polish.
Then they must be leftists.
Yes. I mean, to me, it was obviously fake, but all of the news stories were written as if they weren't.
Yes.
So it was,
you should have gone up there. Excuse me, if you're a Nazi, why are you wearing nail polish?
I know.
Yes.
I know. And that dark shade of it.
Yeah, I know. It was definitely a quick change. But they don't even realize that they could ruin their lives. All it takes is one person to pull their mask down, and then you're like, okay, you're a Nazi forever. That's what I want to do. I want to be able to pull their mask down. You know,
although didn't this happen before when the Lincoln Project
yes.
people, when they were doing that? And then finally, when they discovered it was them, they said, well, of course, it was a whole joke. It was
yes.
a joke. So they would say the same thing.
Yeah.
It was just a gag, man.
Kat, did you enjoy your time in Tampa?
Yes, I did.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Anything else?
I asked you a question. Yes.
I had a really nice time. The dog had a nice time. We all had a nice time.
Yeah, yeah. Do you think it's fair to dress your dog in clothing? Do you think he has any idea what's going on when you bring him out?
Well, we had to talk to him. We were like, listen, buddy, I know you're scared of the pyrotechnics, but like, do you want to be a national star? You just want to be local, regional only? So he got it together.
Yeah.
No, it was great. And I know you talk a lot about, like-minded, and I get that, but Turning Point, for example, the things that I said and me going out there was different than Ari Fleischer right before me.
Right, yes.
Or what you did was a lot different than the governor of Oklahoma before you.
Yes.
So there are certainly common values, like socialism is bad, free speech is good, but it's not like everybody's going up there and saying the exact same thing or believes the exact same thing. It's about certainly common values, but also being able to listen to people who might think differently than you on some things and be mature about it, even though they're a room full of young people.
No, it's a fair point. It's a pretty broad spectrum.
Yeah.
Yes. And on that note, I love exiting on applause, even if it's not for me, but really if it's for her, it's for me.
Pretend it is. Yeah, there you go.
I tell her what to say. I'm joking. Maybe I am. I don't know.
All right. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
All right, he produced an inconvenient truth, but he's still as dumb as a phone booth. It's the return of the Al Gore media whore. This weekend, former VP and model for caskets compared climate change skeptics to cops who waited to stop the gunman in Uvalde.
You know, the climate deniers are really in some ways similar to all of those almost 400 law enforcement officers in Uvalde, Texas, who were waiting outside an unlocked door while the children were being massacred. They heard the screams, they heard the gunshots, and nobody stepped forward.
He thinks he's so clever. What an That's a triple crown of tone-deaf stupidity, disrespecting the victims, the police, and anyone who disagrees with his radical views about the environment. Here's an inconvenient truth for you, Al. You're a d-. There's nobody denying that. If only... It's too easy. I feel that was too easy. If only he'd stop there.
Law enforcement officials tell us that's not typical of what law enforcement usually does. And confronted with this global emergency, what we're doing with our inaction and failing to walk through the door and stop the killing is not typical of what we are capable of as human beings. We do have the solutions.
Ugh. Of course, Al cares about nature, except for those woodpeckers who keep hacking away at his face. Look at his face. But this is typical Gore playbook stuff. Start chirping about climate change during a heat wave, then hop on a jet to hobnob with other big shots who think restrictions don't apply to them. It's his way of letting people know he's not plywood. Meanwhile, a CNN columnist said we should be more like Europeans, dying, foregoing air conditioning to save the planet. He points out that the prevalence of AC units in American homes dwarfs that of other parts of the world, and it uses a ton of energy. But, you know, so is the prevalence of Arizona in Europe. There's zero, okay? Talk about false equivalencies. His answer is to advocate for more renewable energy like solar and wind, which are as inefficient as Brian Stelter's metabolism. But it's like my dad always said, look into nature and then you will understand everything better. He still should not have taken us to a nude beach on Christmas morning. I didn't need to see that, Charlie. I didn't. Does he hear himself?
Well, I'm glad. I'm really glad at least Al Gore is not overreacting.
Yes. So, yes. He's dialed it back.
Yeah, he's really dialed it back.
Yes.
You know, I always have to give the climate change alarmists at how they find a new level of outrage to get to.
Yeah.
Leonardo DiCaprio. Hey, it's like an asteroid coming to the Earth. I made a whole movie about it.
Yes.
And then Greta Thunberg shaming the older generation against it. And Al Gore, the only outrage above, like, I don't know, atomic war would be to try to compare it to a school shooting. But they need that kind of outrage.
Mm-hmm.
Because they, in order for their activists to continue to do the most outrageous things imaginable, they need to try to compare it to the next level of just hysteria. It's part of the playbook.
Yeah, it's like one cat. Once you have, it's like you keep creating a new baseline of hysteria, and it actually hurts a cause if you're.
Yeah, because the ozone layer is going to completely be destroyed by all those fiery hot takes.
Yes.
Like but it's crazy because the way that they approach it is like, why don't you care and you hate the environment? Like, as if people who don't agree with, you know, the climate change obsessed people, we don't also breathe the air. I do.
Mm-hmm.
It's about government tyranny, and it's about whether the government should be able to create all these regulations without really having the authority to do so that hurt businesses, and in general, they just don't have the power to do. So I think as long as they continue to be not just ridiculous, because obviously a lot of the things they say is ridiculous, including that, but also disingenuous, they're not going to win anyone over to their side
because they
don't feel like they need to convince me that it's good to breathe air. Yeah. I figure that out pretty early on.
Yeah. It's also the same when they call you a climate denier. That's a direct mapping of Holocaust denier. That's where that came from. You know, Tom, you know I hate the environment, but I try to do my best around it. Like, I just don't like the outside. But it doesn't mean I want to destroy it.
That's what I say to people. I'm sick of it arguing with environmentalists. As you know, I do love the planet. I just know that the Green New Deal people have the wrong solutions. They're bad for the economy. They're bad for poor people. But I'm tired of saying all that over and over. So I just say, yeah, I hate the planet. thanks. I'm going to Mars. You know, and they're like, it's uninhabitable. Mars is. And I'm like, I'll take my chances.
That's so true.
Al Gore is the worst. There are people who were children when that stupid movie came out. And now they're adults and they're like, oh, he really talks like that? I thought he was talking to children.
Yeah,
exactly. Charlie, you were. But he's still, and he's got the worst analogies. He's like, do you see my Diet Coke? These ice cubes used to be really big.
And now they're tiny. Look at that. Pretty soon they'll be gone.
John, what do you make of his comparison? I think he didn't even think how offensive it was because he thought it was clever. I never do that.
What? Well, I was just wondering what gives off more methane gas, a cow or Al Gore?
Yes.
The analogy is psychotic, number one. But let's go with his analogy for a minute. Let's just dive a little deeper into his analogy. So he covered everybody in the room for the shooting except the shooter. So who's holding everybody at gunpoint with this climate change radical behavior?
Nicely done. I wish I'd thought of that on the five.
I'll text it to you next time.
Yes, and I would have stolen your talking point, taken credit for it. All right, we're out of time. Thanks to John Rich, Charlie Kirk, Tom Slew, get this, new audience. Fox News Tonight with Rich Eisen is next. I'm Greg Huffo, and I love you, America.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.